This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.
I'll never forget, I think I was 10, and he said, Maya, you have to decide. It's Carnegie Hall or Wimbledon. And I remember telling him, I don't think it's going to be Wimbledon, so why don't we do Carnegie Hall?
Maya Beiser did not disappoint her father. She's performed at Carnegie Hall numerous times over the years. She admits her father wasn't all that keen on the crazy contemporary music for which she's best known. However, he would have loved her latest recording, which is why she dedicated it to him. It's called Infinite Bach, and it features his famous unaccompanied cello suites.
The earliest musical memory that I have is of Bach, and not just Bach, but specifically of the Bach cello suites. I grew up in Israel, in the northern part of Israel, in the Galilee, at the time where there was constant threat of war. I grew up in a commune. It's called a kibbutz. And my father would always just listen to music. He bought this old recording of Pablo Casals of the cello suites. And that is the earliest memory of my childhood, is that pleasure of just listening to that music. And it was the sense of safety and the connection that music always had for love. I never thought I was going to record the Bach suites because I always felt that there were enough recordings out there. There were wonderful cellists who have already done that. And I felt that I had a different mission. You know, I'm 60 now, so it was kind of a big, momentous moment. For years, I had to juggle being a mother and a partner and you know, all these things. And then the pandemic. And during that time, my partner and I found this house in the Berkshires. We just fell in love with that place because it was inspiring. And it had this separate converted barn. It just had the most incredible acoustics. The first day I was there, I took my cello and I sat there in the middle of this empty space and just started to play the Bach suites. And I just all of a sudden realized that this is what I want to do for the next year. I imagine the cello as this sort of giant organ that just sort of, you know, takes over. And I wanted to create all these different reverbs and, you know, delays and stuff, but without any artificial electronics. So I wanted everything to be acoustic.
Right before we started talking, I came across a comment that you made in your liner notes where you say the suites, some believe, bear a whisper of Bach's wife. Why did you feel you needed to include this?
All my mentors were men, and they always told me you need to listen to Pablo Casals and Rostropovich and Pierre Fournier, and I mean, I can give you the list. They were all, you know, older men. There was no model of how would a woman think of this music. There are people who claim that Anna Magdalena was actually the one who wrote the suites, and it intrigued me whether it's true or not, you know, but I just thought the idea that maybe it is. So I just kind of liked to think about it. This was my way of saying I'm presenting a feminine Bach.
Cellist Maya Beiser with Infinite Bach. To hear the full conversation, download the extended podcast. That's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.